Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what the differences are between a mechanical watch, an automatic self-winding watch, and a quartz watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I often get this question, and you know, I wanted to address it. A lot of you out there who listen to this podcast, it may be very rudimentary to you, but for the newbies out there who, you know, are just dipping their toe in watch land and have no idea what certain things mean, basic things like what is a mechanical watch, manual wind watch, what is a self-winding automatic watch, and what is a quartz watch. So I thought that I would like address these to those of you out there who don't know what they are. It's always good to have a refresher on these things, even if you think you know, sometimes you don't fully know exactly what it is. But most people who are into watches definitely understand, you know, the basics. And there are a lot of you out there who don't, and this is for all of you who don't. So without further ado, let's delve into what are the differences between a mechanical watch, a self-winding automatic watch, and a quartz battery-driven watch. There are big differences, not so much between an automatic and a manual wind watch, but a manual wind watch or mechanical watch uses energy from a wound spring rather than a battery to power the watch. The spring stores energy and transfers it through a series of gears and springs, regulating the release of energy to power the watch. The earliest pocket watches were all manual winds. In my opinion, this is the ultimate movement to have is a manual wind mechanical watch. It's one of those last great historical things that we can engage to assist us with timekeeping. Most people like it in theory, but find it cumbersome to wind every day or however long the designated power reserve is. For me personally, I find manual winding my watch to be an age-old ritual that connects me to the watch even further. To use a simplistic car analogy, it's like the differences between a stick shift versus an automatic transmission. With a stick shift, you're always engaging to make the car run correctly or maneuver. Same with manual winding. You have to wind it a certain amount of times to make it run, and you have to do it every day, usually at the same time. It's not for everyone, but it's incredibly cool regardless. An automatic self-winding watch is familiar and looks familiar and has the components of a mechanical movement, but with the addition of a rotor. The rotor is connected to the movement while still being able to rotate freely. With each movement of the wrist, the rotor spins, transferring energy, hence automatically winding the mainspring. With an automatic self-winding watch, you need to give it about 40 to 60 winds to get it going initially, but the watch will never stop as long as you're active and wearing it. It will stop if you take it off. It just depends on how long the power reserve is. The norm is about 40 to 48 hours. I don't think self-winding automatic watches have quite become the norm yet to the mainstream public, but more and more people every day are embracing and wearing automatic watches, or at least have heard of them. It's still engaging the consumer to the product, but it's not as ritualistic as winding a mechanical movement. In my mind, I mean, I can definitely say it in the world of collecting watches and watches, automatic has become the norm, but to the mainstream public, it is not. So to me, it's the best in a way of both worlds, where you don't have to do a whole hell of a lot to get the watch running. You know, you give it some winds, you put it on, as long as you're wearing it, it'll keep running. You take it off, you know, from, let's say the watch has a 48-hour power reserve. So if you take it off for 2 days, it will stop. It's not a big deal. You just reset the time, give it some winds, put it on, and it will keep running. I also want you to keep in mind, you must send your watch to get serviced and clean every 3 to 5 years to get the ultimate performance and upkeep your timepiece. The third and final example is a quartz movement that I wanted to compare to mechanical and self-winding. Essentially, a quartz movement is just a circuit board and a battery. There are no real mechanics behind it. There are watch companies out there like Rolex, Kingsley 1945 watches. I know Patek Philippe and others who take it a step further to decorate the movement, but it doesn't really add or enhance the experience. Most quartz watches have closed backs for that reason, because there's really nothing to look at. Even though watch heads frown on quartz movements, they are extremely accurate and maintenance costs are lower than automatic or manual wind watches. That is for sure. You have a battery-driven watch, it's definitely going to be less expensive. There's really no parts. For some reason, the watch is dead or the battery doesn't work, you replace the battery. If that doesn't, you know, fix the problem, you replace the circuit board. It's really not that big a deal. Although there are luxury brands like Patek, for their ladies, I believe 24. They have a quartz movement, I believe that's made by Parmigiani. I mean, that's a $20,000 watch. There are definitely some brands that take it a step further. When Rolex made the Oyster Quartz, considering it was a quartz watch, they even went more detailed and more stringent than their automatic movements. It was a work of art. But in the grand scheme of things, it's just a circuit board and battery. So as you can see, it all depends on what you're looking for. Manual wind and automatic watches are my go-to preference, definitely. I never thought I'd wear a quartz watch other than a Swatch watch, but one of my favorite watches in my collection happens to be quartz. I got rid of the seconds hand to remind me of that, and now I don't even think about it. So, you know, with a quartz one, it will have that tick, tick, tick sort of movement. With an automatic self-winding or mechanical watch, the hand will sweep. You know, it will sweep beautifully and just keep going like clockwise in one direction. And it's a beautiful thing to look at. It's poetry in motion in a way. You know, a quartz watch is a little bit more raw and it's not complicated. It is what it is. You know, I think quartz watches have their value in terms of they're very accurate. I mean, they lose seconds a year. So there are pluses and minuses. Any way you look at it, whatever your preferences are, it's really nice to have options. But just to shed some light to you out there as well who are wondering why are, you know, mechanical, you know, manual wind watches and why are automatic self-winding watches more expensive than a quartz watch, it's because you have a full movement that's been assembled usually by hand, or, you know, the base plate is made by machine and then they build it like a sandwich. They literally have watchmakers building these movements. The higher end watch companies, which respect tradition of watchmaking, when everything had a purpose, back in those days when they didn't have the technology that we have and parts were made by hand and they were assembled by hand, the higher end watch companies honor that, and that's why they have these artisans, these incredible geniuses building these little machines that are just so incredible, that are just so fluid, that are just so complicated, and that are, it's an art form. And, you know, that's why you're paying a lot more money for a mechanical or a self-winding watch versus a quartz watch, which is just a circuit board and a battery that's being produced in a factory, depending on the brand, by the thousands or by the hundreds or whatever. Quartz watches are much more pedestrian. You know, it's like an assembly line versus someone sitting down, taking the time and building something. So that's definitely what you're paying for. Definitely engage my services. Check out my, you know, my services page on my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. I do charge a $150 consultation fee. It gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, some emails. And if you decide to buy a watch from me, I will deduct the $150 fee that you pay towards the purchase of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You can check me out on social media. My handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are at Amit Dev Honda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.